as easy as the touch of a button. The Message of Life on 657 AM. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's 22 minutes to 8 right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Good evening, and welcome to it on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday night. And on that note, I would like to welcome my friend all the way from the area in the western end called Western Area. Rudy, how are you, Rudy?
Hey. Good evening, Rudy, and your beloved listeners by Radio Pulpit.
You okay, Rudy?
Hey, Raza Mamea. On a le flu ki ye mo arrete bi ka ga di go ra ba ga e wona mo
as a swine flu business swine flu
hey man hey shish
we go where go away your swine flu.
I'm sorry yeah you just becoming so thirsty and you know then you start coughing but
I would have fallen Rudy if you overcome a lot in life in a very short space of time.
I hear you, man of God.
You see, all these teachings, we are not going to implement. We talked about belief systems, so yeah, it's all about what you believe.
It's all about what you believe.
It is well. It is well. And it shall be well with the righteous. Yeah.
No, I'm not.
The belief system, that's what we are talking about right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily com. How many of you want to pray for Muruti? Lay hands on him on air. Let me see. How many of you guys are volunteering? Any volunteer to pray for Muruti? I want to see how many prayer hungry people are out there who this time around don't want pastors to pray for them, but they want to pray for the pastor. Give me a call right now. 012 people. Yeah, I'll see how many prayer warriors we still have out there. 012-334-1322. Yeah, we'll help Rapela Mudimu in the next 25 seconds. If nobody calls, that means nobody wants to pray for Muruti. But it's okay, I will understand. 012-334-1322. Let's see how many seconds left. Oh, 19 seconds left. Yeah, who all volunteers to say? I hope you don't rappel a Muruti. Re rappel and date Muruti. Le bon date Muruti babu utli. Let me see. Okay, 8 seconds, 7 seconds, 6, 5, 3, 2, 1, 0. Muruti, hi. Mudimu lukile. Mudimu otlono lofatse ngwana mme.
No, that's our journey.
I can't remember the phone. Wasn't that about the phone? So, wasn't that about the phone? But it's okay, Muruti. Tonight, let's start a thing.
Look, Muruti, we are trying to dwell much more area in area, positive self-direction. When we take into consideration our belief systems, take into consideration Mrutuwe, matuila watawanga da ayemi, and situations abana dia deteriorate by day. Many people they are hopeless. Sepe abana mu bana bili dingi karela bana bahiyi le soyuile. And now this the people ba from one part and parcel of the society, from time to time. People that gather around our podiums, every Thursday of the week to come and say hallelujah. And but when they go back to their work area, where they're supposed to be a blessing. So when they go back to their families, where they need to be a blessing. Because the minute you start implementing what you learned, the minute you start implementing what you are told from time to time, then at least there is a hope for the next generation. The biggest challenge being, Muruti, our purpose of existence. We fail, you know, decimally from time to time to ask ourselves that question from time to time. Or look, what is the purpose of my existence? What am I here for? Out of all the people who wanted to be me, why God chose me? And that is the reason where you'll got a strength to fight back. That is the reason you'll got a strength not to follow any Tom, Dick and Harry, but making sure or you fulfill and reach your purpose. And this is where Muruti Ganale Butata. I mean, when we look at how we approach things, when you look at how we deal with things, when you look at the amount of noise that we are making from time to time, but people, they just want to be in that position for that short, period of time. Because immediately have a turmoil, there is something waiting for them out there. It's like spending, how upela lefasin maybe some fairy tale, where you are dodging and dying, to deal with the serious matters. Failing, they will confront you by day. And I really appeal to Banaba Modimo tonight to look. When you look into the book of Numbers, Eloring, I truly believe that it was going to be a little bit much better when it was called, the book of the desert. Because one would ask himself or herself one question. Why after Banaba Israel were released from the place of bondage? Why after they were delivered? They were never taken straight into the promised land, but they were delivered into a desert. A desert where, a journey that takes, Muruti, not even an hour when you fly from Egypt to Israel. It's not even an hour, if I guess. And I think Leka Basi is not that far. And then maybe if Wota Maleka Mautu, you get some minor wekalo. But they happen to spend...
I get it. That's what used to happen in those days. The Israelites would go to Egypt to buy some stuff there, using donkeys or camels. So
yes.
That was before the Suez Canal. So it was just, they would just walk there by food and all that, and camels and donkeys. That's why Ibile kana kwa famine, they would go to Egypt. During the time of Jacob and Joseph, the 7 years. Remember the 7 years? They'd go and buy food from, in Egypt. So
Exactly.
Hey, where are you coming from, Muruti? Very short distance.
But then you ask yourself, why now should they spend 40 years? Working in the same wilderness, instead of them just being delivered to the promised land. And you take into consideration, Hori, during that time, most of them, most people who spend their time in that land of bondage, they died, Muruti, in the wilderness. And then Hasha Chabase Secha. But Ramona Chabase Secha has a Secha with the same mentality. And we can recall men like Bo Joshua and Bo Caleb, men who happened to change, how most people were thinking. But we're sitting right here, Muruti, now also repeating that same history that happened many years ago. I mean, it is very painful to Olibella how our people live, Muruti, how our people survive. And yet we believe in the Lord. And when you take them to task, challenging them, or look, this is how you've been doing things, and this is how you've been expecting, the results. Don't you maybe think that it is time now to change the way of doing things. Like, I mean, change your formula. I mean, change your formula. You've been declaring things, tailoring, you know, they fail you from time to time. Can't you just change the formula and take, you know, Modimo, you know, I mean, serious this time around? Because when you measure again, Murutu Moabi, our relationship with God, how we relate with God, most people, they relate with God. But no one has ever taken that journey, you know, to say, look, I want to meet this God. I want to hear from this God. Many times I normally challenge, you know, my congregation by saying, look, you need to hear the voice of God. God can speak, and he can speak with an audible voice. So you need to hear the voice of God. Never settle for less. If you want to follow the right, you know, positive self, you know, direction in life, make sure that you know the God that you are serving. And Modimo hao motoli muruti mole munatete. Modimo mwana kara di fifo. Mwana kara di ndwa. But for us getting these platforms, it is not like, you know, we are influenced by luck. It's because of the amount of the process that we went through. I mean the refining process, where at one stage one was not even sure what you'll see the next day. And how one else has the chaba, no, Modima has so critical. And now you're given the opportunity, you're given the time, or go and share with many, you know, how you relate, you know, with your master. So that level, I mean, through the process in your belief system, and also taking consideration the importance, yeah, we understand our, what is the purpose of your existence. Maybe they can really become the blessings, number one, to their families, the blessings where they work, and the blessings, you know, to the nation at large, because we are nothing but the vessels of sharing. So the little that you receive, the little that you have, when you share with many, Modimona let's say our akonowe enlarge tree. But now how can we deal with the rest, Muruti, where people were promised things that never existed? You know, we no longer take, you know, the message early harsh enough to align people, you know, I mean Pakoya DP. You know, just people, for people to get right, man. You find people who still struggling.
Yeah.
That is simple thing. Correct, actually.
I think Muruti, I hope people are listening to what the Spirit is saying, because the Spirit is simply saying to people, you need to wake up, you need to stand up now and begin to walk and begin to do what you've been called to do. The days of you just being the receiver, just being praying for me, I receive and all that are over. So it's about time that you begin to walk now and do what needs to be done. So Nagawa Samikagareke, in a nutshell, if you deal, Muruti, I think that's where the whole thing is leading. And for you to keep on allowing yourself to be heard when you're being reprimanded, when to be heard by the
truth,
you just need people that want to tell you what you want to hear, things that will
and
they're costly, those things. You get those people, they will entertain you, but it's not gonna be for free, believe you me.
It's painful. Let's say la jana, little ketan. You know, we people they are helping the enemy to destroy others. How can they go, especially when one is going through some challenges, you know, one is truly attacked from the kingdom of darkness. To destroy this one. You know, people, they just became the lovers of themselves. They are position-oriented, you know, they want the pulpit, they want to preach. Sometimes they even push, they're trying to push even the set men of the house, the men that God said, okay, go and lead these people. Babona or no, we're now Ghanian. You know, they rally people who are all against you, you know, to spread those false rumors because they don't know the God that they are serving. They have lost the sense or now. Okay, what is the purpose of my existence? Why am I doing this every day? Is this the direction that I want for my life? I mean, if tomorrow, you know, it is my last day on earth, how am I going to be remembered? What is that I came, you know, to share with many in this world? Those things, they no longer matter to people. People, they just want, you know, to be rich. People, they are lovers of money and they are lovers of themselves. And anything that is, you know, of God, it is hated by multitudes. But anything that promotes the kingdom of darkness, it is followed by multitudes. And then you start asking yourself, look, where are we going, Pilapila, as a nation? And Hankenke, what's going to happen to Banaba Barona? Is there a way that we can still influence the world? Because how level I'm rooted, the philosophers like Bo Socrates, Bo Plato, those people that have been controlling the world, even if they are dead, you know the way they approach things, you know how they brought certain things into existence, their way of thinking influenced people for the longest of time. People wouldn't do anything without mentioning what those people did, even though when they are long gone. And we have that, responsibility that the Lord, trusted us with from our own family. So if you can never be a blessing to your family, if when the relative, Garat, Babu Waka, whatever, gives we hang, then we still have a challenge. If you are not a blessing, you are given a chance, or a loena, you know, feed your family, you know, become an extra hand to those who don't have. If you can never be a blessing, Muruti, to such, then we still have a problem. If you can never be a blessing in a congregation, to pray for a nation, to pray for the community, to pray for families, when you are still, you know, Otomuso is a lomoswang, you know, when Namu Kenan fella was senior. That is why it is no longer a secret today when you find even, you know, Banaba Mudimo by Loring in a recipe or Banabana, Bako Kisale Sedi Karabat, we see them going and consulting from the dark, you know, kingdom where they want power to come and lord over people. We see people using charms to bring people to their gathering. It is no longer about the hunger for God. It is no longer about the hunger for the truth. But it is self-promotion. You know, people, they just want anything that is contrary to the love and the will of God. And this is where, Mruti, such platforms, we really need to raise strong intercessors, because there are more than things, Muruti, the noise that we hear now, I say the noise, is the noise, and if Karamodimu can, you know, empower Bashanka Bamodimu, Banaba Mudimu at large, you know, those who are the remnants, you know, Banze Bayemetin Nedi, Banze Banyoresuho Loka, or Maskebakata Lamuruti Tapelong. Because these days, when you are serious about the things of God, when you are serious about the word of God, you know, you are never taken seriously. It's like whether you are outdated. You know, people, they just want anything that is not of value. Nothing alluring, you know, one can even take back to the grave, because your name is the only thing also along the honor and the last thing also on the honor. If we go to the graveyard and we erect the tombstone, it's all about the name of the DNA. But the rest, what people are running after, Muruti, truly, our Mudimu Kimatata.
Yeah, it boils down to what they have heard, what they have been taught, and what has been preached to them, because I believe that that's exactly what is going to influence their reaction, looking at the message that Hamashiach, Yahushua Hamashiach preached, was all about the kingdom. And people, that's why the Bible says, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of Elohim suffered violence, and the violent seized it by force. So it's all about what we are preaching. If you have been preaching the correct and the right message, not materialism, then wouldn't be seeing what we see seeing here. And what we are seeing and hearing, it's simply the results of our works. So we can't be really quick to judge and say, criticize, look at them, they're not really the fathers. The question is, what have we done? One way or the other, we have contributed to this mess. Muruti. But thanks, Muruti, for opening our eyes to some of these things without favor, without fear and favor, but just focusing on the word and to focusing on the one that sent us, the one that sent you, Muruti. We do appreciate
it. Elohim,
not everybody
Hashim.
Is bold enough to speak the truth, because they are afraid people will leave, because people threaten them anyway, that if you speak the truth, I'm going to leave. It means that you're not going to get money, you're not going to get my tithe. And I'm glad that we've got people who are unfazed by all these things, and you happen to be one of them. Muruti, thank you very much for being a blessing to the body in these last days.
We can only give glory to the Most High. We are nothing but the vessels.
Your contact details?
072-316-3117.
072-316-3117. David Malatse on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Rudy, ufole.
Ufole.
You know these things. Steam, Rudy,
Maybe I should.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rudy. God bless you, sir.
That's Bishop David Malatse on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Bring us to the end of our show this evening. I hope you enjoyed every moment of it. From you, God Fiji, I'll see you again next week, same times and place. The Most High willing up next is Salanati on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Aruko panakape manakonya etlang. Aibo broko. Shalom. I'm out of here.
You're at 657 AM. Radio carrying 24 hours a day. 657 AM. The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.